What's up, everyone? Mark Lobliner, TigerFitness.com, extra special guest today, the DDT Method.
What's up, Mark? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Just woke up this morning, took a big poop.
How was your poop?
My poop was actually great. This might sound weird. It actually does sound weird. Not might, it does.
It will.
So every morning, I wake up and I take fiber before I go to bed. And I brush my teeth, I take my supplements, and I have to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Like, I immediately have the urge for a bowel movement. When I'm done, before I use a bidet, because I use a bidet because I'm not a savage.
Of course.
So I use a bidet. Before I do all that, I peep down and I look at how my poop looks. I'm not even playing. I've been doing this since the early 2000s. And I've always known that, generally speaking, if I'm in a healthy state, if I'm digesting things right, if I feel good, the better I feel, the better my poop looks. And the better my poop looks, the better I feel. And luckily for us, this man knows his shit.
I see what you did there.
You're welcome. That was a segue. That's what we call a segue
in
media.
Traditional segue, but done very well. I like it.
I've been practicing. We got the nightly podcast with me and Alan, you know, it's been great.
Do you talk about poop on there too?
We talk about everything, and that's why we're not on YouTube.
Spectacular.
Yeah, we talk about, YouTube, who knows what they're gonna blacklist that day.
Well, let's
I'm not going to say blacklist. They probably think that's racist.
So we're going to non-denominationally list things.
Other than for the Jews. This isn't for the Jews.
So
just kidding.
He's Jewish.
I can say that.
He can say that. He's Jewish.
I forgot my star.
He knew a Jewish person once.
But yeah, my grandfather.
Even better. Closer to home.
Yep.
Regardless, poop. If you're
By the way, even Jews can poop. We're okay with that.
They're okay with it. Contrary to popular belief.
They own Hollywood.
And... there's lots of bathrooms in Hollywood. People
lots
poop in Hollywood.
Yep. Yes.
Poop. Exactly. 25-minute tangent on Hollywood pooping. I love it. We're off to a good start.
Hollywood Jews pooping.
What does your poop look like? Assuming that you are either a Hollywood Jew or a non-Hollywood person of any other religion.
A Gentile.
What does your poop look like? If you were going to Hollywood and you were, say, a prop director for a major motion picture, let's say Martin Scorsese is directing the newest biopic on the latest country singer of whatever.
Can we go with Spielberg since he's Jewish?
Let's say Jewish Spielberg is making the Jewish version of...
Barbara Streisand, Yentl.
Yes. Anyways. And there's a scene where there needs to be poop predominantly featured in this particular part of the movie. And you are the prop director. And Martin Scorsese, and because he showed up to help out Steven Spielberg, and he told you... feature the most luxurious piece of shit that you could ever put on camera, and I want it to be perfect. So picture the most traditional poop that you can picture.
Joe Biden.
Picture the most traditional actual bowel movement that you can picture. It's pristine, it's tapered, it's one solid log. It looks like you could drag it against a white wall and it wouldn't even leave a trail.
Oh, that's a beautiful poop. Does it curl?
Slightly, ever so, to match the
like
colon
a C,
angle.
C, not an S.
Kind of like a soft C or maybe a slightly bent L.
Okay.
Yes, lowercase.
Yeah, lowercase.
That is what you should be pooping every morning if you are healthy. Now, do I mean that 100% literally? No. If you obsess about it to that degree, you're going to become some weird poop-obsessed recluse. We don't want that. But every morning, and maybe a couple other times during the day, you should be taking movie-quality poops. We're talking no wipers. Not that you don't wipe, assuming you don't have a bidet like Mark.
Yeah, bidet.
You do wipe because you want to check, but that wipe should be a ghost wipe, meaning there should be nothing, or at least very little, on that piece of toilet paper.
So now, why no poop residue?
So situationally, we want to refer to something called the Bristol stool chart. And that's not a poop joke now, that's an actual thing that you can Google. If you look up Bristol stool chart, it's going to give you a scale of poops that look different from 1 to 8, I believe. And you should have a 3 or a 4 on the Bristol stool chart. Now those two pieces of shit will actually look like traditional pieces of shit. One's a little bit drier on the constipation end because it's all cracked and weird looking like the thing from Fantastic Four. The other one is more of your traditional Mr. Hanky smooth piece of poop. That is what your poop should look like. And then there's a bunch of other numbers ranging from oil slick to rabbit pellets. And if you're anywhere outside of that 3 and 4, your digestion isn't as healthy as it should be. And that's something that you should probably address.
So, a lot of shit to unravel here. So looking at the poop scale, so not wiping shows it's formed well. mm-hmm. and it's digesting, and there's adequate fiber.
Yes. Okay. Adequate fiber, because your transit time will be in a situation where it is moving right at the right pace for you to actually absorb and then pass through everything that you need to. But it's also indicative of so many other things. Like if your poop is greasy and leaving streaks down the side of the toilet, that means you're not absorbing fat as well as you should be, particularly if it's floating or if it has a yellowish color to it. That literally means that the dietary fat that you're ingesting is either too much and you can't digest enough of it, or you could potentially have some sort of issue in your liver or gallbladder. Bile salts are made in the liver, and then they're stored in the gallbladder between being pumped in the stomach following hydrochloric acid production, and it's all part of the digestive process. Now, these bile salts are primarily responsible for breaking down dietary fats. So if you see something off in your poop that's leaning in that direction, it could be a sign that you ate too much fat. It could be a sign that you have some inflammation or some issues in your gallbladder. Or it could be a sign that your liver is off and you need to address that directly via something like intervention with a 2-CA glutathione or even medical intervention with medication. These things are going to show you that they're cascading issues from something that could be upstream or downstream. Your poop is a direct reflection of your entire GI, and that's how we get and absorb nutrients. Now, even if there's not a direct issue, even if there's not like a gallbladder problem or a liver problem, we want to refer to this Bristol stool chart, and we want to look at what our poop looks like and then take actions to put ourselves within that realm. If you chronically have issues like diarrhea or constipation, something is going on and it needs to be addressed. Something can be as simple as fiber intake, be it from your diet or supplements, because the daily recommended dose of fiber is like 20 or 25, and none of us get that.
And that's very low.
And that's too low to begin with. If you look at the average person, now working as a nutrition coach, when I take somebody's intake form, part of what I go over is what they're already eating, because I don't start anybody on an arbitrary, here's your diet. What you're doing at any given time, the sum of that is making you you. So if you eat blah, 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 and you're XYZ percent body fat and body weight, that diet is making you like that. So after I clean up anything initially horribly wrong in the diet, I'm going to look at the totals as far as macronutrients and micronutrients, and I'm going to deduct that you doing this makes you this. So if we want to make you the bigger, leaner, stronger, or whatever version of that, we need to make the adjustments to what you're already doing. So that said, I get a ton of information every day on what people are eating, not just from a macronutrient breakdown standpoint, but from stuff like fiber. And 9 out of 10 times, people aren't even getting the daily recommended allowance of fiber, which is 20 to 25 grams. And that's a fraction of what most people should be doing. You realize that most people, average people, should be doing 35 to 55 grams of fiber. And if you're an athlete eating tons of food, you might need to ramp that up even higher.
I'm 60 to 70. And you know, the one thing I think, again, I don't want to just target carnivores, is every study that's been done on fiber shows that basically there's obviously a point of diminishing returns. But the more you eat, the longer you live.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many implications. If there's ever been a super macronutrient, a superfood, it's fiber.
Fiber will legitimately lower your cholesterol by inhibiting the absorption of things like saturated fat. On top of that, it's going to make everything pass through better, and thus you have more room to absorb. It basically protects you against leaky gut and all these dietary conditions, or digestive conditions, I should say, that we deal with, that we try to throw all these medications at. A lot of these situations can be controlled with modulating your fiber intake and simply making sure that you get enough. It does so much. If you read any studies on colon cancer, fiber intake directly lowers your risk of colorectal cancer, because the fiber will legitimately remove polyps that are forming on the inside of your intestinal tract before they become cancerous. This is legitimately proven.
Yeah. So let's say a lot of people are like, great information. Let's say I'm outside of a 3 to 4. What would my steps be in addressing and correcting my inconsistent shit?
So first and foremost, I hate to say stuff like consult your doctor, because when people are coming to us for information, they're generally looking for the information that they can apply themselves to either mitigate an issue or prevent an issue to begin with. But on something like this, I do have to say, if you have any sort of chronic digestion issue, You want to talk to your doctor first.
Go to a gastroenterologist.
Anything. Yes.
You'll go to your GP. Now, my GP's great. He's a high fiber, he's a good guy, mm-hmm. right? But I have IBS, so he's going to be like, well, go to this gastroenterologist. They're going to run your colon scan. They're going to do your colonoscopy. They're mm-hmm. going to make sure everything's right. So again, general practitioners are great at, they're basically utility infielder.
Yes.
They're not going to make any spectacular plays, but if the balls hit right at them, they're going to throw the guy out at first.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So again, like if you have issues and your GP is not giving you the information, if you have, I've had many different insurance plans. We provide it for our employees at Tiger Fitness. Any doctor will be able to refer you, whether you're an HMO, PPO, you just go straight mm-hmm. and say, hey, here's your referral. Go see this doctor. It's exactly what I did. And my poop's fine. I just, again, like I have something that I always, that's under control, but I want to always be better.
Right.
And doctors, we're not anti-doctor.
No.
So see your doctor. Again, so see your doctor about that. Let's say they want to apply, obviously, increasing fiber.
Right.
Are there any supplements that they can take?
100%. So once the issue has been addressed with the doctor, and once we rule out the really serious stuff that we might need medical intervention for, we just want to make sure that that stuff's not on the table.
Cancer, et cetera.
Exactly. Yep. Because you're not going to fix that with a supplement. Situationally, we have to react based on what the actual symptoms are presenting and what we think that we're dealing with. So IBS, unfortunately, is kind of a blanket diagnosis. You don't pee in a cup and they tell you your pee has IBS in it, so you have IBS in your system. When you have IBS, it's because they basically determine that you don't have anything diagnosable, so your issues with digestion are thereby yep. IBS-based.
Yep. I have IBS-D.
Now, there's a general IBS, and there's IBS-D and IBS-C. It's not that complicated. D, diarrhea, C, constipation.
Yep.
Most people fall on one side or the other, while some people have that kind of general IBS that goes yep. either way. Now, if you're constipated or if you have diarrhea, fiber at an adequate level is going to help to balance that out. So your first line of defense is making sure that you get as much fiber as humanly possible. Now, in doing so, I want you to address your food first. Fibrous foods are going to be your first line of defense for getting your fiber up there. But I will play ball with you on this because somebody's going to comment that there's no way that I can eat 80 grams of fiber from my food, and I will play ball with you right back and say you probably cannot. So after you address everything from fiber intake, mainly addressing your carbs. Use fibrous sources of carbs like sweet potatoes. Use avocados. Use anything with high fiber in it, a mix of soluble and insoluble fiber. And then on top of that, you want to go ahead and add your fiber to make sure that you're getting that number that you want to hit. Now, in getting to that number, work your way up slowly, because if you go from 0 to 80 in 2 days, you're going to have some issues.
Yeah, what my doctor said is bump up the fiber as high as you can. When you start farting too much, cut it back a little bit.
Now, there's different sources you can use. I like psyllium husk as my first line of defense. It's like a goddamn roto-rooter. It goes in, it comes out, it shoves everything through your system, it scrapes those polyps off the intestinal wall, and it'll help with that detoxing process that we all look for in detox teas and creams and weird shit on Instagram that doesn't actually work. Fiber is the real detox.
That's your cleanse. There's your cleanse, bitches.
Right there.
Now, what about cleanses are scams, by the way?
Totally. You want to make sure that you're not leaning into one fiber primarily. So there's a ton of different fibers. You can look at things that just bulk up with water and you can take in lower doses, like glucomannan is fantastic.
Yeah.
Chitosan, which actually comes from shellfish, is a unconventional type of fiber that's also been shown to have health benefits for the kidneys.
Yeah.
All these things can add up from multiple sources. The one thing that I will recommend is if you're taking any medication or even any supplements, don't take them with a bulk fiber supplement, because that can inhibit absorption a little bit. You might pass through a capsule before you break it down and absorb it. That's your first line of defense. Now, probiotics. I'm gonna get a lot of questions about this. Probiotics are incredibly helpful also because you need a diverse microbiome, and a ton of things can affect that. Even if you were born as a C-section baby without early exposure to bacteria from vaginal birth, I said vaginal, anyways.
I love vagina, such a versatile object. It can give birth and it can be a source of pleasure at the same time.
It's a beautiful thing, it
God,
really is.
I love
is.
Vaginas.
So we're gonna get canceled for loving vaginas.
I love vaginas.
We love everything.
The real vaginas though.
Is there such thing as a fake
oh,
vagina?
Oh, there is.
Well,
you haven't gone on Twitter yet.
I need to spend more time reading Twitters.
Yes.
However, situationally, I said that a lot today. So if you haven't been exposed to bacteria early in life because you might have been a C-section baby, maybe you just didn't have a dog growing up dragging in bacteria from outside, maybe you had some weird white wall house situation where there's hand sanitizer on everything.
Wearing a mask all day.
That can do something too, I'm not gonna say anything about that regardless. But it could be a ton of reasons why your microbiome isn't diverse. Probiotics are good if you need them. It's hard to tell if you do, but I like to see probiotics supplemented from actual live foods. Sauerkraut, kimchi, miso soup. There's a ton of whole food sources. Greek yogurt, not as much as people think. I'd rather see like a probiotic infused like cashew yogurt or non-dairy yogurt, but that's me personally. Greek yogurt will have some in there.
Yeah.
Have those in there, and then when you use a probiotic, I like to use probiotics that have to be cold shipped based on the fact that there's certain strains and diversities in there that have to be kept alive, that they're not gonna be kept alive being kept in the heat. I like a really high dose probiotic. I'm talking 250 to 500 billion CFUs, but I like it for short term. Populate the area, then feed it with prebiotics. Prebiotics are fibers. Fibers yeah. like inulin from vegetables, chicory root. So prebiotic fibers are basically the food that you put in with the probiotics. So think about it like you're trying to colonize Mars. You're gonna drop a bunch of spaceships full of people on there, but you gotta drop a bunch of spaceships full of food in there. Otherwise, the people are just gonna eat each other and die. We need to feed the probiotics we're putting in our system so they can thus forth multiply and repopulate and then basically give you that diverse microbiome on your own. And this is especially important if you've taken a probiotic for any reason. This is especially important, if you've taken an antibiotic for any reason.
Oh yeah.
Yes. So if you're taking an antibiotic, that's not basically a one size fits some like bacteria eliminator.
It eliminates everything.
That's hitting everything. So that's a good time to supplement with probiotics, with prebiotics, eat prebiotic foods, even stuff like HMO, which is a derivative or a copy of what's in human milk when you're an infant. That diversifies the microbiome. So there's lots of things you can supplement in that regard. Now, on top of that, as far as taking control of IBS, either C or D, it's gonna be very situational. So natural laxatives might be your only option for IBS-C in situations where you really just can't go to the bathroom, and fiber in and of itself is not addressing that. You also wanna look at production of short chain fatty acids, which happens from eating fiber, prebiotic fiber, yep. fiber namely. Short chain fatty acids are basically driving all these processes in your digestion. They're byproducts of your microbiome breaking down that prebiotic fiber. Now you can supplement with those directly as well, or you can just make sure that your prebiotics and your vegetable intake is high enough that that's happening naturally in and of itself. From there, there's all these things you can read into about like biofilms, which are small protective walls around bad bacteria yeah. that you might need to break down with things like oregano oil extract and things like that. But there's so many different ways that we can dive into gut health and, you know, perfecting the microbiome. First line of defense is identifying the problem. So Bristol stool chart. What does your poop look like? Are you having perfect no wipers every single day? Or is it like a horrible like shit show, no
just
pun intended?
Explosion.
Like if that's happening every day, that's not normal. And here's the deal. We're in gyms a lot. We go to locker rooms a lot. It's happening
well,
a lot.
I was gonna say, early morning soccer tournaments is when I notice how unhealthy people are, because the porta potties start out clean. And then you go in and you see all the shit just sitting there. And you're like, I always think to myself, like, the fuck are these people eating?
No.
My dump never looks like that.
Nope, never. If it happens once in a while, we're all gonna go out and live a little bit. You tear up the bathroom, it's funny, yeah, whatever.
People are so unhealthy.
They're doing it every single day. And the answers are out there. They're these fibers just from food sources. Red polyphenols from mixed berries can be a huge, huge contributor to perfecting your gut health. The fiber sources that we just talked about. Probiotics, I mean, probiotic foods, these things are incredibly accessible.
Yep.
These things are accessible to all of us. And at the end of the day, it's figuring out what you might be eating that might be making the problem worse. You don't want to exacerbate the problem because you won't switch brands of protein because the Walmart $6 whatever star whey that you've been taking for 20 years is making you blow up the bathroom. You got to diversify. You got to mix stuff up.
You got to buy all your protein from tigerfitness.com.
No poops guaranteed.
Yes.
No poops at all. It stops them. Turn them off.
I think that if you want us to go further on this, we'll be back together again in a couple weeks. We can dig deep into the shit. Anyway, where can they find you?
So I'm at DDT Method on Instagram and on X.
All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. I'm here. If you follow me, great. If you don't, please follow me. YouTube, Twitter, Rumble, TikTok, wherever. And if you do anything to support this channel, go to tigerfitness.com. It's my site. That's where I pay my bills. Got MTS Way back in stock. Ice cream sandwich, cookies and cream, chocolate, and vanilla. Thanks so much for watching. Be sure to follow my man here. That's not a game.